AOL and Yahoo recently announced a program that would charge companies a fee for getting past junk mail filters. The two companies say the new program will help protect users from spam. But it's drawing criticism from some consumer advocates, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Here's how it works. Large companies like Citibank or L.L. Bean and charities like the Red Cross will pay a fee of between a quarter of a cent up to a penny per email to have their messages get a seal of legitimacy.
This system was designed to weed out the bad actors, but also to weed out the spammers, the scammers, the identity thieves, all of the internet miscreants you can think of.
Nicholas Graham is a vice president at America Online, which plans to introduce the program in the next few months. Graham says in exchange for that penny, companies will get a special seal that gets their emails past the junk mail filter and directly into the user's inbox. He says the seal will ensure users that it's not a fraudulent email meant to trick the recipient into giving up personal information.
When you have the certified icon in your email inbox, you can know and trust that sender is legitimate. Your hard-earned dollars are going to go to relief efforts in Katrina. If you get it from the American Red Cross, you can donate right away.
But some consumer advocates are skeptical about the new system. Just because an email is from a legitimate company doesn't mean that users want to receive it, says Pam Dixon of the World Privacy Forum, a nonprofit group.
I really do believe that Yahoo and AOL subscribers deserve the right to opt out of the entire program. They should have the choice as to whether or not they choose to receive any of these emails.
Yahoo and AOL say their users will have the option of unsubscribing after they get one email from a company. But Dixon believes that's one unwanted email too many. She also raises concerns about flaws in the screening system.
There's always going to be one bad apple that slips through your net. And what are you going to do the first time you certify a fraudulent company? Answer, you're going to be the subject of a major lawsuit.
Companies like Yahoo and AOL could put clauses in their users' agreement that protects them from lawsuits, and Dixon says that won't be fair to the consumers who get duped. Both AOL and Yahoo are using a company called Goodmail to screen the emails and provide the seal. Richard Gringas, the company's CEO, says there won't be mistakes.
We go through company background checks. What's their physical address? What is their credit rating? Suffice to say, if they've been in business less than a year, it'll be very, very difficult for them to qualify to use certified email.
But that brings up another criticism from Dixon of the World Privacy Forum. She wonders if the program will put smaller companies and nonprofits at a disadvantage. Small businesses might not be well known, and charities might not have the money to pay for the seal of approval. AOL and Yahoo say they block tens of millions of spam messages every year, including phishing scams looking for personal information. Brad Garlinghouse, vice president of communication products at Yahoo, says they need new tricks to stop them.
This is not a silver bullet that is going to solve all things spam. Protecting users from identity theft and spam and phishing really is a hard problem.
But for now, critics wonder if this latest trick to stop spammers will really benefit the majority of AOL and Yahoo email users. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.